Okay, so this is the first episode of Life Lessons and I'm going to just record it straight through. I keep starting and stopping and I think the perfectionist in me will never get it done that way. So I'm just recording this. It's 7 o'clock on a Monday evening and I just had this notion. I was like, just do it now because I have a busy week ahead. You might be here because you saw my recent Instagram post, which I haven't actually posted yet, but that is the plan, to just release this at the same time so that I can put more context and so that you understand my life a bit more. This podcast is mostly going to be conversations with other people and chatting about different topics and anything. Like, I'm just excited to chat and learn and present new information and new thoughts to you guys. So for today, I've just decided to talk a little bit about my background and my life to this point. And yeah, you know, some of you might know this already, so I'm not gonna go into too much detail in any part of it in particular, because, you know, we'll probably do more episodes on different parts of my life and how that relates to, I don't know, different things. Anyway, I'm not gonna bore you. My childhood, had a great childhood. Grew up in Swords in Dublin, went to DCU, studied maths, wanted to be an actuary. I didn't even know what that was. I just heard it was like the highest paid job in Ireland and I was good at maths. And I was like, yeah, grand. Never actually considered what I was interested in. But I scraped through the degree, scraped through it. Like, I just, once I did well in the Leaving Cert. I was well organised and studied hard. But then when I got to DCU, I just had the time of my life and drank too much and just about scraped through with a degree in maths at the end. And I, like, before just entering the corporate world, I spent a couple of months in Portugal. Actually, two long stints with my auntie Roisin over there, because she had a business selling boat trips. She had gone on holidays years ago, fell in love with a Portuguese fisherman, had a family over there. So it was a great opportunity for me to kind of take a summer out. I'd never done a J1 or anything like that. Anyway, I'm adding too much detail. I'm just adding that in because it gave me a taste of living a bit differently, because I thought my auntie Roisin was the smartest woman in the world. And I was kind of like, why aren't you at home, like, being the CEO of this huge business? And looking back now, I'm like, and she said it at the time, she was like, look at my life. I'm happy, simple. I have what I need. My kids are happy. And I mean, it didn't quite sink in at the time. You know, I left there, went back to the corporate world in Dublin and I loved it. You know, like, I got my apartment in Barrow Street and I had my good job and, you know, I was going out at the weekends. I was, you know, scraping paycheck to paycheck. And it got to a point, though, that I was like, I was only 25 and I was like, is this it for the next 40 years? And if you heard me on other podcasts, you've probably heard the story several times. But I then did a year in recruitment because I thought that would be a little bit more glamorous than the software engineering, or not engineering, what was I, a software consultant in the previous role. But I did recruitment for a year and I liked it in the way that, you know, you're building relationships with people, but I wasn't salesy enough. And maybe with my manager, we kind of worked different. You know, I kind of wanted to build relationships. He was kind of salesy. And I actually got a bonus, I think, at the end of that year. And I remember being like, this, I can't do this. And I think I handed in my, no, first of all, I actually, well, it was around the same time. It was all a bit of a coincidence the way things work out. But I bumped into my old manager. I bumped into a girl I used to work with. And basically, I kind of mentioned to them that I wasn't happy. And they said, why don't you come back to us? But for me, and, you know, the time in my life, you know, you're supposed to be climbing the career ladder. You're not supposed to be going backwards, or so I thought. You know, like, these are all the societal norms that were drilled in. I was like, you can't go backwards. You know, what will the world think? But at the same time, someone had said, why don't I do personal training? Because the lady in HR, I was really upset one day and she was like, what do you really want to do? And I said, I don't know, just stay in the gym all day. So that's when I started doing personal training. And that was kind of the, I suppose, the story I gave around why I went back to the old job, because I said, you know, it's only temporary while I build this career in fitness. Now, realistically, I didn't think that would actually happen. I don't know what I was thinking. But I also then had to get myself, I thought you had to be a personal trainer, you had to be in shape. And, you know, that's another story. But I did that. I basically set up a separate Instagram account and I shared my story. I shared my journey. I worked my ass off in terms of, I worked full time. I then went to do PT at college in the evenings. I was training every morning at 5 a.m. I was prepping my food. I remember, like, someone was like, what are you going to do when you qualify? And I was like, I don't know, I'm just going to sleep. I was exhausted, but I was really, really happy because I felt like I was working on something for me. And the Instagram started gathering steam. And by the time I was qualified in June 2015, I had, I think, like 10,000 followers. I had gotten myself, I was really happy with like my body because I'd finally figured out, you know, weight training and a calorie deficit. And I was like, oh my God, you don't have to do all these miserable things that I've been trying to do my whole life to try and be lean. And I got happy with that anyway. And then I started training people in the gym and I really liked that. But what happened after a while is that I was actually really, I suppose, successful. If you define success as, you know, like a busy PT, I, you know, was working all these hours, crazy hours. Like my training probably slipped myself a bit because the hours are a bit mad. But I felt a little bit lost again, you know, and that's when I really panicked. I was like, no, this was supposed to be the dream. I worked so hard for this. Why am I feeling this unease again? And that's, I think, when I started getting into reading and like drilling down on my values and what I really want out of life. Like I'd never really thought of it. I think before this, I was just coasting. I was just going with the flow without actually considering what makes me happy or, yeah, what I wanted to do with my life in actual terms. Yeah, I think it was a Tony Robbins book. I drilled it down that my goals were freedom and happiness. And I did set some like actual, they're my values, but I did set tangible goals as well. And by kind of living through or having goals and working towards them, I smashed them all. I also realized that I really wanted to travel. You know, like I think the book made me like close my eyes and imagine, you know, your perfect life. And I was picturing my laptop on the beach. And then I was like, well, how can I do that? Like that seems, you know, realistic. You think you have to win the lotto. And I think what happened is that, well, first of all, I did a bodybuilding competition, but that's another story for another day. I could talk about that for hours because it was quite pivotal in my life. But I think what I started doing in like 2017 is I started saying yes to all these opportunities. There's actually a good book called The Serendipity Mindset, which is about putting yourself in the right situations all the time, as much as you can, rather than sitting at home complaining about that you don't get any of these opportunities. You know, it's about putting yourself out there, saying yes to things, that, you know, meeting people, networking, without be doing it just for the goal of achieving something else, you know, doing it for the sake of it, and then these opportunities come to you. But yeah, so I got an opportunity to go to Thailand for a retreat, and my friend was going to come. We were going to stay on for a couple of weeks after. She didn't come, and I'd already booked my flights, and I was like, I'm going to have to stay in Thailand on my own. And honestly, it was the best thing I ever did. Like traveling around Thailand on my own, like, taught me so much about different cultures, just a different way of life. You know, like I'd never seen anything besides the way I grew up in Ireland. You know, the goal I thought was to get married, have a mortgage, have kids. And I was just so excited about this other way of living. I became really unmaterialistic. Now thinking back, you know, I might have gone the other way now. But I did, like, I was coming home to the apartment in Dublin that I was renting, and I was like, why do I have all this stuff? So eventually I moved out just after my 30th birthday, moved all my stuff into a suitcase and went on a one-way ticket to Thailand with no real plan. And I suppose fast forward a little bit, you know, I started sharing this message that you could also live like this. Like it was, for me, I was like, why am I paying rent in Dublin when I can rent in Thailand? I started kind of sharing this message online about living differently because I just wanted people to realize that you can be happy without having kids, without having a mortgage, or without, you know, the security of a home. And, you know, that message was kind of picked up differently by some people. You know, obviously some people kind of took offense to that. I didn't want to say, like, I always say, if you're happy, keep doing what you're doing. I didn't want to, it was kind of the me who was 24 that I was speaking to, the person who was, you know, uneasy in their job and been like, is this it? Like, I kind of wanted to show that, like, you can do other things, you can change your life. It just takes, you know, looking back, I'm a little bit like, you know, there was a bit of privilege there. There was timing. You know, I used to be like, you can do anything. And now I kind of look at some people saying that and I'm like, you know, let's be realistic. I'm a bit more of a realist these days. I used to be a lot more, I don't know, magical. But again, a talk for another day. Okay, I'm going to skip over the Bali years. Not the Bali, I mean, it was the best time of my life. But I think, you know, most of my followers probably there then. It was a lot of living on the beach, a lot of drinking, a lot of training. I moved away from, you know, training what I looked like to train for jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai and CrossFit. And I was just, everything was just perfect. And I mean, in my opinion. So I always used my values of freedom and happiness to make my life decisions. So if, yeah, it was like my compass. I'd wake up and be like, am I happy? Yes. There's nothing to change. And, you know, which was great. You know, so I was getting through my days, living my best life, you know, spending time with great people. I was drinking nice coffee. I was eating nice food. You know, my business was going well. I had no stress. So I was like, why would I change anything? Fast forward, well, most of you probably know how this works out. But then it was actually April last year. I watched a video by Skinny Gaz. I remember Darren sent it to me and it shook me, right? It was just, I always say, if I was one end of the scale, living in this like freedom and happiness bubble, Gaz would be the other end. He works so hard, like studying to be a doctor. He, you know, follows the path, always about the challenge and, you know, and he says in the video himself, like puts a lot of struggle on himself. But I watched it and I was like, do you know what? That's what I'm missing. He said, you know, this laptop lifestyle, is it sustainable in the long run? You know, is there purpose in it? And that hit me. I was like, what is my purpose now? You know, I just got felt a little bit like I watched a video and then I couldn't sleep. I was just like, what am I doing in my life? I went the next morning. I remember I couldn't do my yoga. I was like, I just need to meditate on this. I just need to think. So I went down to the beach, didn't even bring my AirPods. I was like, no, I just need to spend some time in my own head and think about what I'm doing in my life. Because yeah, like the hard thing is, it's like, you know, I always say, you know, change comes from discomfort. But the problem was I was too comfortable in my life. And I was reflecting on how much I loved jiu-jitsu. And jiu-jitsu for me was really challenging, mentally and physically challenging. But I relished in that challenge. And I think that's what I wanted to get out of the rest of my life. So I'm walking along the beach, just looking around. I don't know. I was looking up the meaning of existential crisis. I was like, yes, that's what it is. It's like when you don't know what the meaning of life is and you're trying to find it. But then I had this specific moment where I just saw this couple walking along and they had a little like toddler between them. And I don't know why I looked at it and I was like, I bet you they know what the meaning of life is. I bet you they're not struggling to find the meaning of life because they're in their own little bubble there. Like, I was like, what if... And I swear, this is the moment where I was like, oops, like, what if the values I've been living by, and I thought about it could be the other end of the scale, but what if the values I was living by are preventing me from having a meaningful life? And I always think that could be the other way around as well. So like if people were living with the values of like security and family, you know, they might not have got the opportunities to travel and see different cultures and to, you know, learn about different lives and all this. So I was having this moment and I was, you know, I didn't like, it wasn't that moment where I was like, I want a kid, but I was like, oh my God, what if I've left it too late? Or like, what if I've been wrong? But then I thought about it more and I was like, I think the conclusion I came to is that there is no correct way to live life and that nobody knows what they're doing. That weekend, it was really transformative because I went down to Ubud with my friends for like the yoga barn, did the sound healing. And I remember the sound healing, the message I got out of that was go with the flow, like just lean into whatever you feel is right. And then the next day I had already booked to do breath work with Jamie. Now, if you don't know what breath work is, I would describe it as like it's like a meditation, but like you use your breath to change the gases in your brain. So you kind of feel like, I would say it's like a dream state. It's mad. I'm actually qualified as a facilitator now in it. But again, for another day. So the message I got out of that session, it was all about, you know, Jamie had a guided meditation and it was about, where do you see yourself looking? I don't think she said looking your best. I think she said feeling your best, you know, doing your best work, living your best life. And I came out of it and I was like, I'm moving to London. And I think that came from, my confidence and stuff is a lot better in London than in Bali. Like I really struggled with like my appearance. I don't know why. I never felt confident in Bali, like even for dating and stuff. Like I didn't really do that much of it because I don't know, my confidence was terrible. There's like the hottest people in the world are all in Bali and the men are all, that's a bit generalized of a statement, but you know, there's a lot of lost people in Bali. And now I'm looking back, I'm like, was I one of them? Oh, I was planning on leaving Bali the next week anyway, but I had been telling everyone I was going to come back, but I ended up, I was like, no, I'm going to move to London. I was perfect because I had spent the summer in London the year before. And the only reason I left at the time was because I was paying short-term rental and the prices were insane. So in my head, I was like, it's perfect. If I just move to London, I can get a long-term rental And, you know, I was like, I'll just get decent coats and boots. Like, my thing was like, I don't know how I'll get through the winter. I still don't know how I'm getting through it, but we're nearly there. It was just a different way of living. You know, when I got to London, I was doing a lot more work, you know, because you're just not as distracted. Like, I started working in a gym, like just actually training people again, which I just enjoy so much. It gives me purpose. I'm not like just, you know, going to the beach during the day. I'm, you know, doing a lot more work, which is making me feel more productive, which is giving me purpose. My jiu-jitsu is going really well in London. Well, it was. But yeah, so I've just been going with the flow. And yeah, so the reason you're probably all here is that I now am pregnant. And I, you know, as... You know, it wasn't planned. As my auntie Roisin used to always say, like, life is what happens when you're making other plans. But it's weird. It's like the timing couldn't have been better. No, I'm not going to say too much about the relationship. We're going to keep the relationship as private as I can. But the timing for me was great. I was like, do you know what? I'm 34. I knew I wanted kids. And I was like, I got my blue belt. That was a big thing. One of the main reasons I wanted to like come to London and be consistent with training, or was to be consistent with training in jiu-jitsu. And I got my blue belt, and it's like a running joke that people get their blue belt and disappear. And I had already known I was pregnant, and they were like giving me my blue belt the next week. And I was like, thanks, bye. But I really think I need to go back to a white belt now after this. Yes. So no one knows like what the future is going to happen, what will happen in the future. I think it's just really important to live with integrity to your values, and those values can change, and that's okay. You know, a lot of my friends are like, I thought you didn't want kids. And I was like, I didn't. I honestly didn't. When I was, you know, if you'd said, I don't know, think if this was a year ago, it would have been very different. I was in Bali living my best life, but now this is just a different life, and I'm honestly so excited. I'm getting emotional thinking about it. I'm just ready. Like, I know this is going to be one of the most challenging things we do, but I'm also like, I know it's going to be so rewarding. And I've just, not that I've found the meaning of life, but I feel like I have more meaning in my life. And yeah, I'm really excited to take you along this journey. Like, I don't know what the future holds, but does anyone? No. So I am so excited to finally have it out there. I've just been like saying nothing online. I've been posting throwbacks. I've got a bit of a bump now, so you know, I'm not even showing my training because I haven't been doing much. I will talk more about it, but I didn't want to make this episode too long. It's the first episode. The next episode, I will have a guest. I have two episodes already recorded that I think are going to be really beneficial. Two very different episodes talking about two very different, I suppose, similar topics, but other end, I suppose, two ends of the spectrum. And I would love to hear, yeah, I was going to say, I'd love to hear your feedback, but realistically, this is me talking about my life choices. So I don't know if feedback will help at the moment. We'll talk about who to have on the podcast in the future. I have a list of people that I have to hope and beg they'll come on. I also want to make sure that I'm like good at speaking and interviewing. I've been on the other side of the podcast studio many times, but I'm excited. I love learning. I love talking. I love exploring different topics. And it's, you know, Instagram is different. It's short form. You can't put context in it. Well, or, you know, these videos will have to be chopped up for reels to make it look quick and interesting to get people's attention. So, you know, I know it's not going to have a huge following, but I think I want to, you know, connect more with people on a deeper level. And I think a podcast is the way to do that. So there we go. I recorded it. It's all out there. No going back now. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope you... Oh yeah, subscribe. So if you want to hear the next episodes, I think you click on follow on Spotify or click subscribe on Apple Podcasts. That's enough waffling for me. I kept it short enough, which was the goal. Just an introductory episode. And I will speak to you in the next one.